July 14, 1909. God alone can infuse peace in the soul. I have gone through a most bitter time because of the privation of blessed Jesus. At most, he would make himself seen like shadow and lightning, and sometimes even the lightning seemed to be running away. My mind was troubled by this thought, how cruelly he left me. Jesus is so good. Ah! Maybe it wasn't him who used to come, his goodness would not have done this to me. Who knows whether it was the devil or my fantasy, or dreams. But my inmost soul did not want to hear this, it wanted to remain at peace, and seemed to be annoyed by everything. It would penetrate more and more into the will of God. It would hide in it, falling into a profound sleep in his holy will, and there is no way for it to wake up. It seems that good Jesus encloses it so much in his will, that he does not allow one to find even the door in order to knock and let it hear that Jesus has left it. And so it sleeps and remains at peace. Receiving no answer, the mind says to itself, "Am I the only who should take the bile? I too want to become calm and do the will of God. Whatever comes, let it come, as long as I do his holy will. This is my present state. Now, this morning, as I was thinking of what I said above, good Jesus told me, 'My daughter, if these were fantasies, dreams, demons, they would not have so much strength as to make you possess the halo of peace, and not for one day, but for as many as 25 years. No one could have made the aura of sweet peace breeze inside and outside of you, only the one who is all peace. And if a breath of disturbance could surprise him, he would cease to be God, his majesty would be obfuscated, his greatness shrunk, his power weakened. In sum, the whole of the divine being would receive a shake. The one who possesses you, and whom you possess, is over you. He watches over you continuously for any breath of disturbance. Remember that in all of my comings I have always corrected you if there was a breath of disturbance in you. And nothing would displease me more than not seeing you in perfect peace. And only then would I disappear from you, when I would see you all peaceful again. Fantasy, dreams, and much less the devil, do not have this virtue, and even less can they give it to others. Therefore, calm yourself and do not be ungrateful to me.